This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Late night, Michael. Late night. Stayed up. Watched the Rockies. And I got some very interesting news just came in. Wow. Wow, a little breaking news today, actually, Mike. We're going to get to that. Because you know what, Michael? I'm tired, but I'm ready to go. It's Friday. The whole show starts now. Midnight, Michael. It was a hell of a baseball game. The Rockies lose in 12 innings. Padres, Xander Bogaerts gets the grand slam walk-off. Grand slam walk-off, Michael. Why are you looking at me like that's confusing? Why is that a confusing thing?
You said it got over at midnight.
Yeah.
Why? I went to bed before midnight.
Why is that? Why was that confusing to you?
No, I'm not. I'm not confused. I'm just really depressed.
It was around midnight. It was around midnight.
I normally go to bed at like 2, and here I am going to bed at midnight.
Mm. Well, I stayed up. And I watched the Avs last night. I watched the Rockies last night. Listen, man, it's a lot. I heard Tanner say it on Good Morning NoCo. Like, that's the best I've felt about a Rockies loss in a while. I mean, the Rocks. They got the lead in what was it, the 10th? They got the lead in the 11th and then didn't score at the top, in the top of the 12th. And that's why I kind of knew some weird things started happening. You had Freeman with a sliding interference call. What a night for sports, though. DU hockey wins. They beat Michigan in double overtime to advance to the championship. Are you kidding me? The Avalanche get the President's Trophy with their win over Calgary last night. Nathan MacKinnon gets his 52nd goal. It was like it was an empty netter. I think Marty Nate just had it, and MacKinnon was just like hanging out in front of the net, and Marty just kind of did a little, here you go, buddy, and then MacKinnon barely just let it glide in off of his stick. So it wasn't like an awesome goal or anything, but he got it. 52nd. That's the NHL's best.
Yeah, it's one friend giving another
they
friend
were all
a victory.
Looking for MacKinnon. Like, I love that. I do love that. Like, that's in hockey, it's really hard to get choosy about your stats and stuff. But when you have an empty netter, you can try to find your guy. And
you see hockey players do that, you know, when Landeskog, he hadn't had a goal in a while. Players were trying to give it to him so he'd get the goal.
Yeah, you do see that sometimes.
It's good teammates.
Good teammates, no question about it. The Avs win 3-1 last night. The Rockies lose 7-3 in 12 innings. There was in that hockey hockey game last night. Marty Nature's had a crazy goal. He was just dragging that puck across. It was awesome to see. Faith, I tried so hard to stay up, but man, the overtimes and extra innings did me in. Well, that's my problem. If I start a game and it's a good game, it's impossible to shut it off. In my brain. Because all I'm going to do is lay there, and I won't be able to shut my, like, actually really go to sleep. Because all I'm thinking is, what's happening in the game? So, I stayed up, watched the Rockies. Listen to this. I got Drew Goodman's call on it. And just listen to the difference in calls. You know, here's the Rockies call, obviously on the losing end. Any moment now. Bueller? Anything? Nothing?
Hang on, I was saving a file, and it's taking forever. Hang on.
Okay, well, you're going to get that clip for me.
Here's the Rockies call.
Okay, here it is.
Not going to happen. In fact, this is going to be a walk-off grand slam. It took 12 innings. It was back and forth. San Diego wins it on a Xander Bogaerts walk-off grand slam, 7-3, and the Rockies' four-game winning streak ends late at night on a Thursday in San Diego.
Our chance to get over 500 for the first time in what, 2 years, Michael? Two or three? Or is it two? Is it 2 years?
Three.
3 years. I thought it was going to happen. They had a chance to get up. They needed that extra run. Because, again, when you're at the top of the – when you go to extra innings, I heard him on the broadcast last night talking about this. It favors, you know, obviously the away team because they have a chance to put the pressure on. And if they can score, especially if they could get up two runs, it changes everything in how you handle that, you know, the bottom of the 12th or the bottom of the 11th, whatever. But they just they were close, man. That Freeman interference call ended up being a double play. It would have had a runner on third with two outs, but instead they reviewed it, and it was. I mean, Bogaerts definitely did the whole kick-out thing like in the NBA, but Freeman stood up too fast. He popped up too fast, knocked him down. It was definitely the right call. Here's the Padres. Just show you that this is the contrast. That was Goodman on Rockies TV. Here's the Padres television broadcast of how this thing went down.
Fashion for the faithful.
399-foot grand slam for Xander Bogaerts, and that wins the game for the Padres. And it felt right. It felt like even though the Rockies lost, it was like, man, they won four in a row. They're going toe to toe with the Padres. The Padres have had a little bit of a struggle to start the season. They're 7-6, but there's a different feel around this team. And I tweeted earlier, you got to chase that feeling. You got to enjoy it. And last night it was unfortunate to see the loss, but the fact that they're in games, they're winning some games, and it's an exciting game. Like, that was a big game. That was a highlight. That was Bogaerts' home grand slam was a big highlight. The win over the Rockies. And I think the Rockies are slowly but surely getting out of that territory of, well, it's the Rockies, you should have won. I don't think, at least early on in the month of April, there's certainly a different tune surrounding the Rockies. They'll go back at it tonight against the Padres. We'll see. We'll see if we have to go another late Friday night here. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, breaking news. Breaking news on this Friday. From the Colorado Rockies Twitter account, or X account, Colorado Rockies add Greg and Kerry Penner as minority owners through investment from Penner Sports Group. That would be Broncos.
Ooh.
We've added Greg and Kerry Penner as minority owners through an investment from Penner Sports Group, the family entity that holds their stake in the Denver Broncos.
So what you're saying is the two most popular sports in Colorado are now Walmarts.
Are kind of Walmarts, minority owner.
I love it.
Is that a step to more? I'm not sure. We wondered this last year. Like, would the Penners ever be interested? Would that group ever be interested in the Rockies? Apparently they are. So they now have a share in ownership of the Colorado Rockies.
So now we have one group that's Broncos Rockies and another group that's Nuggets Avalanche.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that wild?
I smell fight.
Yeah, Cronkies and the Penner group. Dick Monfort said this in his quote, "Speaking personally on behalf of Charlie and our family, Our other partners in the organization were excited to welcome Greg and Kerry Penner into the Colorado Rockies ownership group. I've had the pleasure to build a strong relationship with Greg and Kerry over the past few years for many reasons, including their recent success with the Broncos. We know we are gaining much more than just financial support in this partnership with Penner Sports Group. Greg and Kerry have proven that they share the same passion for our region and a strong commitment to compete at the highest level. We are thrilled to add them to the Colorado Rockies ownership group as we best position the franchise for long-term sustained success. That's a big one. That's a big story today to just hit. How about that? What does that mean exactly?
I think, I'm going to be bold here. I'm going to be bold and go with what we've seen with the Broncos. I think the Rockies are going to be good the next few years.
Maybe, because it does seem like Greg Penner doesn't mess around. I don't know how much say he's going to have. I'm guessing some. And he is definitely, he's becoming a student of the game. He's becoming a student. When he was talking the other day, Mike, I was like, who's the GM? Is it George Payton or is it Greg Penner? Because Greg sounds like a guy that's really been studying up on the necessary moves to make. And, you know, even though he's saying it was Sean Payton's decision to revoke his own play-calling status and go with Davis Webb, there's a part of me that thinks there was a deeper discussion being had between Greg Penner, George Payton, and Sean Payton. So, big one there. Mike, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good? We're going to go with the DU Pioneers. They got it done. University of Denver captain Kent Anderson scored his second goal of the season with 7:25 remaining in the second overtime Thursday night, and the Pioneers advance to the NCAA championship game with an incredible, wonderful, heart-stopping 4-3 win in double OT against
over
the
Michigan.
Number one seeded Michigan. Hell yeah, DU. I did not watch the game.
No more money for the Big Ten.
I watched the other games, but certainly was monitoring it and paying attention. The Pioneers would extend their NCAA record. They can win. They got Wisconsin coming up on Saturday. They could extend their NCAA record to 11 national titles with a win over the Badgers, who upset the number two seeded North Dakota in the early game. Is that Brian's team, North Dakota? Is it North Dakota or South Dakota? It's North Dakota, isn't it? He's a North Dakota guy. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for that, buddy. The bad, the third seed ain't locked up yet by the Nuggets. The Lakers beat the Golden State Warriors last night, 119-103. No Steph Curry for the Warriors, so that provided an issue. LeBron James turning back the clock. He's got no Luka. He's got no Austin Reeves. He had 26 points, 11 assists, and 8 boards. And the Lakers win. I've got the tie-breaking scenarios. I've got all that stuff laid out today. We're going to get to that later on in the program. But easiest path for the Nuggets is to go ahead and beat the Thunder, who aren't playing anyone, and to beat the Spurs, who also probably will not play anyone. So the pressure is still kind of on the Nuggets if they want the third seed. They could still drop to the fifth seed, Mike. They could still drop down to the fifth seed, believe it or not. The ugly for me, the way it ended for the Rockies. Vaiente Bogosa gave up the grand slam, heard round the world at least last night in the baseball world, and the Rockies dropped it, ending their 4-game winning streak. And that's the good, the bad, the ugly. Also, Hunter Goodman left early. He had a little an issue with his finger. So that one hurt. He left the game in the sixth inning after getting hit by a pitch. He tried to stay in the game, but his finger was bleeding. Warren Schaefer said that although Goodman suffered a laceration to the right middle finger, x-rays were negative. The Rockies hope that Goodman won't miss much time. So that was a little bit of a bummer. 19 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break here. When we come back, let's take a look at the NBA standings, where we sit at this point. And the Lakers getting it done against Golden State, keeping the pressure squarely on the Denver Nuggets in a big game tonight. Not for the Thunder. They don't care if they win or lose. But the Nuggets certainly, I think, should care. I would like them to get the third seed. This is the whole show, and we're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I fly light, pack the gear, high light planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly light.
Foundation Sports Nutrition. A locally owned nutrition supplement store right here in Greeley. Their mission is to make nutrition simple, effective, and maintainable for every person, regardless of their fitness goals or health goals. They want to contribute to a healthier, happier, and more connected Northern Colorado community, man. They're awesome. Kyle's my guy over there. You've heard him on the show. Kyle Krupanski, great owner. And what I love about them is they're meeting you where you are. It's not one size fits all. When you go into some of these big box stores, it's just this works for this bro over here, so it's got to work for you. Well, I'm not lifting for 3 hours a day, so obviously there's going to be different things that will help me get the goals that I'm seeking, regardless of what those goals are. They hope to see you soon. Check them out. They're at 965 59th Avenue right here in Greeley. It's off 10th Street and 59th Ave. They're across from Wells Fargo and Sonic. That's Foundation Sports Nutrition. Tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show. Powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, the Lakers win last night. So what does that mean in the race between the Nuggets, Lakers, and a dark horse is in this as well, the Houston Rockets. The Nuggets are not out of the woods yet to finish with a fifth seed. So, like, right now, let's assume the play-in teams are who they... Let's assume the Clippers and the Phoenix Suns win. It'd be OKC and the Clippers, San Antonio and the Suns, Denver and the Timberwolves, the Lakers and the Rockets. Now, there is a world where the Nuggets could drop not one spot, but two spots. Minnesota is set, San Antonio is set, OKC is set. It's 3, 4, and 5. We have some things to learn. So here's what it looks like, especially with the Lakers winning last night. It gets even tighter. You've got the Rockets played the Rockets beat the Sixers last night, I believe. The Rockets play the Timberwolves tonight. And with the Timberwolves having everything set, I would imagine they're going to play this about like OKC's going to play it tonight, not play a lot of their dogs. Then they play Sunday against the Grizzlies. There's a realistic chance the Rockets could win out, and that would get them to 53 wins. For the Nuggets, they have the tiebreaker over Houston. So to avoid the fifth spot, to avoid dropping down to where Houston is, the magic number in that one is 1. The Nuggets either need to win one of their last two games, or the Rockets lose one more game. It'd be easier to just beat OKC tonight. So that's the scenario. The tiebreaker over the Rockets... If the Nuggets win one of their last two games or the Rockets lose one more game, that would guarantee Denver as the home team in the first round, with games 1, 2, 5, and 7 potentially are going to be played in the higher seeds team's city. The magic number over the Lakers is 2 for you following along. They will clinch a higher seed than LA. Now keep this in mind. The Nuggets have the tiebreaker over the Rockets. They beat them in the series 3-1. They do not have the tiebreaker over the Lakers. The Lakers won the regular season series over the Nuggets 2-1. That free throw, that purposely missed free throw by Austin Reeves could still impact the Nuggets seeding in this one. So here's what it looks like. If the Nuggets want to beat the Lakers in this scenario, if the Nuggets win their last two games, it's done. They control their own destiny. If the Nuggets split their last two games and the Lakers lose one more game, if the Lakers lose all, you know, their two remaining games, that if the Lakers lose and even if the Nuggets lose, then the Nuggets would still have it. But the Nuggets just need to win. They need to win tonight. They need to win tonight. And I do think they need to win. I think that third seed would be important for the Nuggets to get.
And why is that?
Because I would rather the Nuggets play the Spurs in the second round than the Thunder in the second round.
So you find the Thunder more fearful?
Because they knocked the Nuggets out last year, yes. And they are the favorite to win the championship. So I would rather see the Nuggets and the Thunder play in the Western Conference Finals, where both teams, because last year the Nuggets met the Thunder in the second round. Now, the argument against that is that, well, what happens if Aaron Gordon's running out of gas? What happens if that hamstring's going to... Then you're going to be, you know, running on fumes in the Western Conference Finals. Well, you got to win 16 games anyway. And I'd rather the Thunder go through maybe a tough series in the second round than face them in the second. Either way, you got to beat them. I get that. But if we're just looking at what the best path is for the Nuggets, I do think even though Minnesota's a little intimidating, they've had the Nuggets number in these big games, I still like the Nuggets' chances of beating Minnesota in the first round. So, there we go. Because the T-Wolves can't move anymore. They're locked in at six. So it's guaranteed that's where they're going to be. Who would you guys rather face at this point? Would you rather see Nuggets-Thunder or Nuggets-Rockets in the first round? If it's Nuggets-Rockets in the first round, potentially that. I mean, there's still a scenario, I think, where the Nuggets could play the Lakers in the first round, which wouldn't be bad, especially because they're dealing with the injury situation.
They already had that revenge in the playoffs.
There's never enough revenge against the Lakers.
Well, yeah, for all those years where the Nuggets went to the playoffs and got bounced by the Lakers.
All the years the Nuggets have gone to the Western Conference Finals, it was the Lakers that knocked them out.
Yeah, yeah, and it's okay to have hate for them. It's okay to... I condone that.
I hate the Lakers. I don't hate every team like you do because they're not the Nuggets, but the Lakers I absolutely hate. I don't like their fan base. I don't like, not a big fan of LeBron. Also, yes, the Lakers beat Denver every year, even though I wasn't really alive at this time. But when the Nuggets went to the Western Conference Finals in the 80s, it was the Showtime Lakers that knocked them out. When the Nuggets went to the Western Conference Finals in the early 2000s, it was the Kobe Bryant-led Los Angeles Lakers that knocked them out. When the Nuggets went to the Western Conference Finals in the bubble, it was the LeBron James-led Lakers that knocked them out. So yeah, there's a lot of history there. The Lakers might not want to admit it, but there's a lot of history there.
I just think, like, if it's going to be recent history, like, I would rather watch them beat a team who's dominated them recently. And I think Oklahoma City, who I hate more than the Lakers, I would like to see them play them.
You hate Oklahoma City because they stole your Supersonics?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Even though I kind of agree with the Supersonics for, you know, not the city of Seattle for not building a stadium. But, yeah, I would have rather them stay in Seattle.
Well, I mean, it sounds like Seattle's going to get a team. We got
Absolutely.
The Lonster on the First Advantage Hotline. Lonster, what's happening, Cap'n?
Hey, Brady, how you doing, my man?
You know, on a Friday, I'm tired. I stayed up too late watching one win and watching one disappointing loss, but I still feel good about the Rockies. But
you know
what's
what?
Up, man?
I crashed out during that extra innings game last night.
I just can't do it. I can't shut my brain off. I have no ability to do it, so I had to stay up and watch it.
No, I went under the covers, and I didn't know they went into extra innings.
Oh, yeah.
I really didn't.
Yeah, we kept going.
I woke up, and I'm going, like, they're in the what now?
Mm-hmm.
And they're ahead? Then after that, I go, I just turned it off and said, I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah, it was a heck of a game, though. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I mean,
really.
It's crazy, Lonster. It was 1-1 to go to the – when they went to the 10th inning, 1-1. And then the score ended up being 7-3.
Yeah.
So extra innings, man. You get that phantom runner on second base, anything can happen.
Yeah, but no, when they went to extra innings, man, I was out of it. I mean, it was like, good night, Loveland.
Yeah, no, I hear you, bro. What's on your mind today?
Hey, you know what? I'd rather see Denver play Minnesota. That way I want to see them get back to them. I want to see Denver beat them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it'd be nice. It'd be nice. I'm getting pretty confident right now, honestly. As we got two games left, I'm getting confident that the Nuggets are going to. I think the Nuggets are going to make some noise in these playoffs.
Yeah, I've been trying to convince this friend of mine, but I haven't quite gotten him convinced. But I'm working on it.
I'll just keep working on it, Lonzo. What's for lunch today, man?
You know what? What is for lunch? Well, I went and had breakfast here, so I really am not hungry for lunch.
So you did a big breakfast.
Yes, I did.
What did you have for breakfast?
I had biscuits, sausage, and eggs.
Just some gravy on there?
I had a little, not that much. It was too messy to eat the gravy at the restaurant.
Oh, biscuits and gravy, Lonster. That's the, with a little sausage in there? Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah, but no, if I'm going to have gravy, I'll eat it at home. That way I won't make a mess of it.
No, I hear you, man. All right, Lonster, appreciate the call, man.
Hey, you guys have a good weekend.
All right, you too. I was waiting for the Go Broncos thing.
Go Broncos.
There you go.
I did it in honor of him doing it in honor of me.
You can make fun of yourself in this one, right?
I can always make fun of myself.
Yeah. Just paying attention again to these standings here. The Lakers have the Suns tonight, and then they have the Jazz. So the Suns can gain no more. They don't have much to play for. It is the Lakers on a back-to-back, and Luka and Austin Reeves are both out, so I guess there's a chance the Lakers could lose this game. It's an important one tonight, Mike. You know, they took this Thunder. We had Kaz on yesterday, Jason Kosmitsky, the voice of the Nuggets, and he was like, yeah, they moved the Thunder Nuggets game to 7 o'clock. It was going to be, what, 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
And it was going to be on a national scene. And they moved it because they knew OKC wasn't going to be playing this the way they would normally play it. So they moved it to 7. But it's still pretty important for the Nuggets to win it. Pretty important, I think, if you want that third seed. The Nuggets are an 11.5-point favorite tonight against the Thunder.
Does the four-letter network start paying attention to Jokic if they win
tonight
the championship?
No. It'll be a momentary appreciation show, and then they'll
once
move.
Once the parade's over.
Then they'll move right along to where's LeBron going to go, and can the Thunder bounce back next year, and is Wimby ready to take over the league? Is Luka happy in L.A.? Like, that's what it'll turn to. No, it won't be. It won't be much of anything. Not on those networks. Maybe for some, but no. They won't. So, yeah, tonight, the Nuggets, why are they such a big favorite? Because Jalen Williams, out. Isaiah Hartenstein, out. Isaiah Joe, out. Alex Caruso, out. Ajay Mitchell, out. Shea Gilgeous Alexander, out. Chet Holmgren, out. Now, Joker and Jamal and Aaron Gordon, Cameron Johnson and Christian Brown, the starters, are all listed as game time decisions. Yesterday, they were listed as questionable. That was the cat and mouse game of let's see what happens between the Lakers and the Suns, but let's at least put out there that they're questionable so that if we do want to sit them, we've already said they're questionable. They should play tonight. I would imagine all of them are going to go tonight.
Is this this cat and mouse thing, is it like, are they actually battered and bruised, or is this like a healthy scratch?
They're all battered and bruised, but no one's going to argue if Aaron Gordon sits out because he's already been banged up, and Cam Johnson too. But it would be more of at this stage, yes, it would be probably leaning more toward the healthier scratch thing, because you can say everybody's hurt. Realistically, you can. That's why the maintenance thing is, when Adam Silver like wants to fix that, you could argue that all of these guys, if you want to say they're injured or they're hurt, you can sit them down. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Busy night. It's been a crazy week. And I just, again, watching the Rockies game, Rockies and Padres, and then seeing the Avs win their game against Calgary, which earned them the trophy, the President's Trophy for the fourth time in franchise history. Sharing in some of that was at least kind of cool this week. You know, the Nuggets had a couple of big wins, and they got their 10th win in a row, first time in the Jokic-Jamal Murray era. And the Avalanche clinched their spot, and then they clinched the best record in the NHL. But the Rockies kind of got to share in some of that. It wasn't like, oh, good thing the Avalanche and the Nuggets are rolling because the Rockies are going to lose again, and they're 2-12 or whatever it is. So I got to admit, it's pretty refreshing. It's pretty exciting to at least have the Rockies share in some of these fun nights that we've had this week. Can you imagine if the Rockies actually do get to the point where they're competitive when we get into the playoffs for the Nuggets and the Avalanche? Then it's like, pick your positive poison, because every night there's going to be something exciting. And if you're not feeling, for some reason, you're not feeling like watching a playoff game, the Rockies are still going to be competitive. You get all three rolling like this, and then the Avs and the Nuggets take us through June, and the Rockies get the baton, and they're still relevant in June. And then by the time we get to training camp, we can dabble into preseason and stuff with the Broncos, but the Rockies are still cooking. What a world. What a time to be alive. And I don't know. I thought maybe the Rockies would get bounced last night. I really did. But they battled and took the lead at the top of the 10th and took the lead in the top of the 11th. Unfortunately, couldn't score in the 12th, and the Padres got the grand slam. So it's a loss, but man, it was a fun game. It's fun to watch this team right now. They're fun to watch.
Would you say, like, last night, so you're positive about the loss, but like, had they been blown out like 10-1, would you have still felt positive?
Yeah, I still would have felt positive, because I would have said, you know, Tanner was talking about this too, like that, the transition from playing at home several games to going on the road, to go to a place like San Diego, the bats are going to slow down a little bit. I would still be like, no, they're on the right trajectory. They're still looking good. But the fact that it was a battle like that, and tonight I'm anticipating another battle. I just don't have this feeling that against the Dodgers, maybe. But these guys are hitting, man. 10 hits last night. You know, Doyle was getting going last night. That was exciting to see. He entered the game hitting 139. But I think he looked really comfortable at the plate last night. He hit a 408-foot solo home run to center in the third. That's what gave the Rockies the 1-0 lead. And then he had a single in the fifth. I like the pitching, too. Like, Jimmy Hergett started. He pitched one inning, and it was a perfect inning. Then it was Chase Dolander, pitched four innings. Then you had Hill. Then it was Vodnik next. Vodnik had some tough situations to get out of. Bernardino was all right. Had, again, some tough situations to get out of. And then, obviously, Belazo was rocked to finally give up that grand slam. So it's exciting, man. I like it. Eastside Chris texting in on the Nuggets. Nuggets seem lately they just play with their food against G League players, then turn it on in the fourth. I think that's a normal thing. I do. I think that that's a, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs. They've been in the playoffs a lot. What, 8 straight seasons? I think you do get into a tendency of showcasing your boredom. Because watch Joker play defense against the Spurs the other night, last Saturday. He doesn't do that every night. And I think that there is a tendency to just kind of get a little ho-hum about it. You know, well, yeah, we're in the playoffs. Okay, we'll run our stuff. We'll see if we can just outshoot them. Oh, that's not working. They're hitting everything. We got to turn it on in the fourth. I think that's actually more of a positive. Their ability to do that, even when they sleepwalk through some of these crap games. That could happen tonight. They could sleepwalk through a good chunk of this Thunder game, but they got to pull it out. I do think it's important to get that third seed. 41 minutes after the hour, Mike. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Man, you know what's going to suck, Mike? The Rockies are playing better baseball. You just got the Penner Sports Group to invest and become a 40% owner of the Rockies. And then we're going to have a lockout. Like, that's going to be unfortunate. They're going to start Warren Schaefer's becoming a good manager. And, you know, Paul DePodesta is living up to all the hype that surrounded that hire. You wake up to the news that Greg Penner, the Penners, are going to provide funds to the Rockies. $672 million investment based on Forbes' most recent $1.68 billion valuation. The Penners are going to provide funds to pay down debt and financial resources that give Monfort runway to determine his vision. That's from Troy Rank in the Denver Post. And then we're going to have a lockout. So all this exciting stuff around the Rockies, I'm just going to put it out of my mind. I'm going to put the lockout out of my mind and just enjoy baseball this year.
Can I be the bringer of positivity?
That's new. Okay.
At least they have umpires. The NFL doesn't have officials.
Yeah, well, they do, but they're the replacement officials starring Keanu Reeves.
He knows kung fu.
So does this mean that, I mean, is this just the start? Like, Mike, there's no salary cap in baseball. So
there's
now,
no
that,
crying
the,
in baseball
now that the Penners are involved, do they get to spend money? Are they going to start throwing money at top-tier players now? I mean, I don't know what's changed. Maybe a historically bad season finally changed Dick Monfort's mind. Like, we can't keep doing things the way we're doing it. So I'm backing away. My son's moving up. Walker Monfort. We're hiring outside people. We're bringing in Paul DePodesta. We're going to utilize analytics. We got a pitching coach that works his ass off. And I love that guy. Lyshawn is really good, man. Just watching him. And there's a reason the pitching has been pretty damn good for the Rockies for the most part. I think they just ran out of arms last night. But this is, and now you give up 40%. Monfort agreed to sell 40% minority stake in the Rockies to the Penner Sports Group.
Yeah, but say goodbye to the debt, though.
Yeah, but this is going to allow you to have a lot more resources than you've ever had. And suddenly, the Rockies could assemble more players, better players, higher caliber of players, while still working on growing their young players up and having them in their system. It's an amazing thing. I mean, Mike, the last year this is the joke of not only the state of Colorado, but the joke of the country when it came to baseball, the Rockies. And now suddenly you're 6-7. You're pitching pretty damn good. We're getting guys that we weren't familiar with to start the season that we're really starting to like now, like Troy Johnston and TJ Rumfield. And now you add the Penner Group to this, and it feels like for the first time in a very, very long time, there's legitimate buzz surrounding the Rockies. I saw one Twitter post, I think it was DMAC that posted it, that Rockies, you know, or the Broncos ownership group are viewing the Rockies as a sleeping giant. How many times have I said on this show that if the Rockies could be somewhat competitive on a regular basis, or just competitive on a regular basis, this state would go crazy? They already get, I know their numbers are down, thank you Woody Page, but they were already getting people to come to the games even when they're bad. Imagine what it's going to look like if they're good and they're investing in big name players.
Yeah, they'll make more money. I think this is a great move for both for both sides.
Do we want to take a step here and give Dick Monfort his flowers? The guy finally owned it and said, all right, I can't do it with the way I want to do it. I can't be Jerry Jones.
I mean, he did.
No, Jerry Jones can't even be Jerry Jones.
He didn't have a lot of money, and he did have that debt. So, like, now that your debt is gone and you have people with more resources backing you, awesome. You don't have to play Moneyball as much.
Yeah. And you could still play Moneyball. You could still mess with the analytics and do all that. And I like that.
You want me to speak? We're not pointing at you yet.
You can still get, you know, Peter
Dinklage.
Brenner? Isn't that who Jonah Hill's character was?
I don't know.
Pete. It was Pete. It's a big day. It's a big Friday. The Rockies are relevant. They are. Even more so today. We'll be right back.
The Avalanche in the playoffs is no small thing. Just how far will they go? Hear Avs games and coverage on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, coming up, man, we're breezing through on this Friday. We got top stories of the day coming up here in just a moment. Also, more on the Colorado Avalanche clinching the President's Trophy. Best record in the NHL. Keep it here on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.